In the past, Mayor Dan Sullivan has said the changes his ordinance would make are needed to keep costs down, and the ordinance must be rushed because of upcoming union negotiations. But now he says there are bigger goals. In a two-page letter sent to union leaders via email Wednesday, Mayor Dan Sullivan said he couldn't take the offer made by five of the eight unions because, for him, it's about more than money.
It's about revising the way that we negotiate contracts in the future to make sure that they're standardized, that they're easier to both understand and to implement, and that they're fair to the employees and, as importantly, to the citizens that pay for public services.
Sullivan says he wants his administration and future administrations to have more control over workers. He proposed the ordinance February 8th. It would limit longevity and performance pay, benefits, and eliminate binding arbitration along with strikes. It would also allow some municipal jobs to be contracted out. Last Friday, union leaders representing about 2,200 municipal employees offered to delay the expiration of contracts in exchange for tabling of the ordinance. Monday, despite warnings from the ACLU of Alaska, the assembly ended public testimony on the issue after 285 people had testified against the ordinance over four evenings. Sullivan says he supports the assembly's decision and did not accept the union's offer because
I didn't see any real reason to go with that. We're more than willing to negotiate the contracts that are coming up on the current time schedule, and we want to do so under the rules that are being considered by the Assembly. I'm not sure what it would have accomplished. I mean, we think the ordinance is ready to go. There'll be some minor amendments going forward, but we just didn't really see any reason to delay for a year.
Union supporters have compared the changes that Sullivan's ordinance would make to labor reform that took place in Wisconsin. Sullivan says his proposal is different because it doesn't eliminate collective bargaining. He says workers can still negotiate things like how much they get in education enhancements, clothing allowances, and tool allowances. Jillian Inglis is vice president of the Anchorage Municipal Employees Association. She represents city government workers from clerks to engineers. She's worked for the municipality for 17 years. She says she's disappointed with the mayor's response, and it shows that he doesn't want to work with unions.
I'm feeling that the mayor does not want to have a good piece of legislation, really. It takes time. And we offered to take the time and to sit down at the table with him. This has been our experience for the last 4 years. We try to make an offer and work with him, and he rejects it or he's not interested in it. For him, it's philosophical. He does not like unions.
Sullivan denies that he doesn't like unions and says he just wants to narrow the parameters of negotiation. Sergeant Gerard Aslin with the Anchorage Police Department Employees Association says the ordinance narrows the parameters so much that it leaves little to be negotiated. And he says it's being fast-tracked for a reason.
The stars have aligned for the administration. He's pretty confident, as you said from the beginning, he has the votes.
Aslin says it's no coincidence that attorneys started crafting the ordinance in secret last summer, but waited to make it public until February. Aslin says he believes that the majority of people who live in Anchorage do not support the mayor's proposal.
So what recourse are we left with other than to try to engage the community? And if that comes in the form of the polls on April 2nd, then I would say that's what we need to do.
A work session on the ordinance is scheduled for Friday, March 22nd at City Hall. The assembly is scheduled to take action on the ordinance Tuesday, March 26th. In Anchorage, I'm Daisha Eaton.